Academy Sports and Outdoors wants everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading to the driving range, prepping for your upcoming hunt, or firing up the grill before the big game, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at the prices that you're going to love. And with the curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at Academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, Academy Sports and Outdoors is there to help you have more fun out there.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Butzmir Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Call 1-800-800-MOVE or online at gapackandload.com. Wellstar Health System. More than healthcare, people care. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studio in the Butzmir Building in Athens. It's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios here on campus at the University of Georgia, presented by Wellstar Health System, Georgia Pack and Load, and attorney Ken Nugent. And the Dogs back at home Saturday night, 7:30 against Mississippi State. And we're joined by University of Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart. And coach, I know you've got to be excited just to be back home. It seems like we have been gone forever.
Sure has. It's been a long time since a home game and extended stay away, and we're excited to get back home and get back in front of Dog Nation and get an opportunity to play at night.
And you're coming off that unexpected bye week. Are the kids, can you tell at practice, they're chomping to get back at it?
Oh, absolutely. They want to go play a game. You know, they were hungry to play a game last week, and they're twice as hungry this week to get back out there and play and get in front of the fans and their families. So I know that's important to them.
No doubt about it. And can we talk about something that you hear in the media that, oh, well, Georgia now, that these kids, they don't have as much to play for anymore. And these are people, when you hear this, I know they're not in the position I am where you're around these kids all the time, and you see how much work and effort they put in to their sport and their craft. You know, it amazes me because they want to get out and play.
Oh yeah, they want to be winners. They want to be competitors. I mean, any guy that's a true competitor and he gets an opportunity to go compete against somebody, doesn't matter what you did the week before or the week before that. What matters is how you go out and perform for each other. And there's a lot of kids on this team with a lot to play for, whether it's the future of their career, their education, how they play in the future. I mean, they play for each other, and that part never changes. So, I mean, it's not something that we have to sit here and think about, because those guys want to go play. They want to play for the University of Georgia. That's why they came here. They love the game of football.
You know what? And that reminds me that just a couple of nights ago, we saw Richard LeCount tweeted out that he was, you know, looking forward to getting back and playing for the University of Georgia. That had to make you feel good.
Well, Richard wants to be back as bad as anybody. It eats away at him that he's been unable to play, and it's tough for him. And he's hopeful that he gets back safely and in a healthy way. But he's chomping at the bit to get back.
Let me ask you about something that you just kind of brought up about the education part. We got word this week, too, about 87% graduation rate here at the University of Georgia. And that's something, too, that there's a lot of pride in around here, and something that you as a head coach, you oversee to make sure that your student-athletes are doing the right thing all the time, and it's paying off.
Well, ultimately, that's what you come to the University of Georgia for, to get your degree. And so many of our kids work their tail off, spend countless hours, more hours in the classroom and study hall and studying on their own than they do on the football field, so they can be successful after life. Look, I know better than anybody that the people that I played with that are out there in the career world, they know that you got to find a career after football, and you're not going to play football forever, and that's important to enlighten our players with that, and the best way to do that is get your degree.
And it's so rewarding to see them take full advantage of it. Let's talk about this game Saturday night. Mississippi State coming in, a team that's 2-4, but my goodness, their offense is one that certainly presents challenges to a defense just because of the way they attack the defense, unlike most teams that we see in this conference.
Yeah, it's not a traditional offense, very different in the way they go about things, and we've really prepared hard for that this week, and it's going to be important that we play well defensively, don't let them control the clock, and then also offensively that we're able to score some points to combat that.
Are they a team that kind of they used to say about Don Coryell that he charted screen passes as runs? I mean, is this almost their kind of offense?
Oh yeah, no doubt. The screens and short passing game is their runs. It's just a different form of a run. It's a loose play run, and it's how they establish their run game. It's not a matter of running over you. It's getting the ball in the perimeter and screens and things.
And then how will we have to offensively attack their defense? We talked earlier in the week about the fact that they're big up front.
They're big, physical, aggressive. So they come after you. They run a lot of games inside, twists and stunts. Kind of a feast or famine. They go after tackles for a loss and really try to give negative plays. And at the expense of that, they give some explosives up, but they get some negative tackle for losses.
And with our offense, we've heard a lot. You talked at length on one of the news conferences this week about JT Daniel and his work at practice and what you're seeing of him that you like. I've never really asked you much about him because it was Stetson and it was Dwan, and he hadn't figured that much into it. What have you seen that you like about this young man, and what does make him stand out?
Well, his maturity, his experience, those guys work really hard at that position, and they join in with him with the effort they put forth this week. Stetson and Dwan have done a great job this week as well, working towards this game plan, making sure that everybody understands it as well as JT has. And we've asked JT to do that each and every week, and he's prepared each and every week like he's going to play. And that's the good thing. As a quarterback, you never know.
Is he a strong arm kid? Is he bright about how he reads defenses?
He's got a good release. I mean, he's got a really nice release. He can get the ball out quickly in his decision making process, and he throws a good ball. I think all three of those guys throw a good ball.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of what form of accuracy and what percentage can we hit? What kind of coverages are we seeing? Zone, loose coverage versus press, tight coverage. A lot of that factors into it. How well do we run the ball? Are we able to run the ball and sustain the run against them? If not, it forces you into doing things like throwing it every snap. So you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage is where it starts at.
And sometimes if you're not playing every week or if you're not seeing much action, it's pretty easy to kind of, not have the best attitude. What about that with him?
No, yeah, he's had a preparation attitude, an attitude of readiness, an attitude of team. And that's what we ask each one of our quarterbacks to do, regardless of who's getting the reps. I mean, Stetson and Dwan have gotten a lot of reps this week. And in terms of getting prepared, the guy that's not in has got to get the mental rep. And I think each one of them do a good job of that.
Who else are we going to get back this week? George Pickens, we expect him back?
Yeah, George would have been back last week as well. We didn't get to play. And then Kenny, we hope to get back. We're still not 100% sure. He's been practicing and doing better, and Jordan's working his way back. So we're hopeful to get all those guys back.
What about Ben Cleveland? He looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah, Ben's played. He's been fine.
Okay, so I had a chance to talk to him earlier in the week. I know he's by the way, any conversation with Ben Cleveland is an enlightening conversation.
Always.
Oh, yeah, always. And we'll hear from him a little bit later on in this show. Something else that came up this week, got to ask you about black jerseys?
Yeah, I don't know where all that started and came from. That's something that we usually talk about in-house with our players and let those guys decide that. It's something that it's been important to them. We planned on doing it this year all along. It was just a matter of when we're going to do it, and we're still deciding that.
Still deciding that, so it'll be a surprise to all of us on hand. We'll all find out at the same time.
Maybe before. Who knows? It's not really controlling. It's not a big a deal to our team as it is to the guys outside. Apparently, everybody outside likes to make a big deal about it. Our guys, we downplay it a lot. We talk about it a lot and say that it's really a it's comical almost how people get fanatics about what jersey they're going to wear. And for our guys, it's just about playing the game.
It's about performance on the field and walking out of there with a win on Saturday night. Well, Coach, can't wait. Let's get back in there, get after them, and get these Bulldogs.
Let's do it. Go Dogs.
All right. Go Dogs. Coach Kirby Smart here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. Always appreciative of his time. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to hear from Greg McGarity a little bit about what we talked about with Coach Smart a little bit earlier, and that is the academics here at the University of Georgia and the great news that came out about that this week. That's next.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Now, welcome back to the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios and the Bulldog Roundtable. And some great news came out on the academic side concerning University of Georgia athletics and how our student-athletes, and there are more than 500 of them at the University of Georgia, are performing in the classroom. And it was extremely good news. In fact, the highest graduation rate in school history at 87%. That is amazing when you consider that it's all taken place during a pandemic. And so yesterday, our boss, of course, our very own athletics director here, the J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics, Greg McGarity, spent some time with Buck and Hutt here on 680 The Fan, addressing what is a very important side of University of Georgia student athletes' lives here, and that, of course, is their academic lives.
Mr. McGarity, that football team doing you proud, right? Student athlete, the football team setting a new record with the graduation rate of 87%. That makes the director of athletics very proud, does it not?
Well, it's just fantastic news, Buck. I know we get all caught up in winning and losing, and that's the focus for so many. But, you know, our job is to educate these young people, and to see our academic measurements on the rise is really, really heartwarming and a tremendous story for a lot of people that have done great work that never get really any credit in the Smith Academic Center.
And, Greg, I know this time of year, usually when you're looking at potentially playing in a bowl game, that number is even more imperative because you could have guys that may not go to the bowl game because of academic problems. But, I mean, that number is – that 87% is what the University of Georgia student-athletes set an all-time record with. That's up from 84% in 2018 and 2019. Freshmen entering the fall of 2013. I mean, it's just – through the roof for a lot of different areas. And do you attribute that to the great folks at the Rankin Smith Center as well?
Well, it's a concerted effort. Obviously, the coaches have to bring in student athletes that have the ability to succeed. And once they get here, they've got to be able to compete with other students. So it's competitive on the field, but even more so in the classroom here at the University of Georgia, because the measurements continue to increase every year academically.
That is indeed great news for the university, for our student athletes, and something that we are very, very proud of. 3.16 GPA overall for our student athletes. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Big Ben Cleveland. He's one of those student athletes and fills a big part of that offensive line for the Georgia Bulldogs. They get set to take on Mississippi State Saturday night at Sanford Stadium. So that's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
This is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
It's Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
This is Greg McGarity, the Director of Athletics here at UGA, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan and 93.7 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. And our next guest is a guy that I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with. You talk about a guy that's fun to talk to. This guy is huge. I mean, huge. Always good to talk to Big Ben Cleveland. And I want to ask this, how big are you?
I'm about 6'7", probably 340, 345.
Just a burger shy either way, right?
Pretty much, yes, sir.
You've always been a big guy. I mean, I remember seeing you on the sidelines during high school recruiting, and you were big then. You played baseball, too.
Yep, I played. That was actually my number one sport growing up was baseball. Up until probably my sophomore year of high school, that was kind of what I put my focus on.
What position did you play in?
I was first base. I pitched a little bit, but I wasn't too good at that one.
Yeah, but you were good at first base.
I was good at first, and I could swing a bat.
You could swing, and you hit it a long way?
Hit it a long ways.
Was that always fun? It had to be intimidating.
Yeah, you know,
teams.
My thing was I was either going to hit a home run or I was going to strike out, and I pretty much learned to accept that. But, you know, you could feel that good, solid contact on a baseball, and you just know as soon as you hit it. You know, that was one of the best feelings of the game. You know, I definitely miss it sometimes, you know, kind of wish I could still go out there and grab a bat and hit a couple rounds of BP, but I'd probably hurt a shoulder.
Yeah, you don't need
different,
that.
Different set of muscles than I've used in a while.
Right, and Coach Smart, believe me, they don't need any more injuries
trust
right
me.
Now. Let's talk a little bit about Georgia's offense and particularly that offensive line. You guys had some attrition last year, but it certainly looks like that you filled in well and looks like you've bonded well.
You know, I definitely think we've bonded. You know, I would say that one of the best bonded teams we had was that – you know, that 2017-2018 Rose Bowl team, you know, just from a sense of guys, you know, really wanting to bond with each other and wanting to spend time with one another outside of football. Because, I mean, that bond outside of football, I mean, it only helps, you know, kind of snowball effect things on the field. And, you know, we've kind of taken that over again this year, you know, especially the offensive line. You know, we've had some cookouts and stuff like that. You know, just getting everybody together, you know, kind of just doing stuff, you know, not necessarily to take our mind off of football, but kind of give us, you know, some common ground outside of football.
I've talked to Zamir. I've had a chance to talk to Kenny McIntosh, some of these young running backs. Boy, they sure love you guys.
Yeah.
Do they show it to you?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do. You know, sometimes, you know, we might not always see eye to eye. You know, they should have hit a hole here or a hole there. But, you know, in the long run, yeah, they make sure we're taken care of.
Do you discuss that? Do you discuss?
You know, we will. But, you know, it's also one of those things, you know, those running backs are on scholarship too. You know, they have the ability to make those decisions. And, you know, I mean, everybody's going to make mistakes, obviously. So, I mean, sometimes they're not going to see a hole, make the right cut. But, you know, that's part of the game that comes with it. And, you know, that's just like us missing a block. It just gives us something to teach off of.
Yeah. Ben, what about this Mississippi State team that's coming in? And first off, how's it going to feel to be back at Sanford Stadium?
You know, it's definitely going to be nice. You know, Mississippi State, they have a lot of returning starters, a couple of preseason All-SEC guys. So, you know, it's going to be a good matchup. You know, they got some big D linemen up front, good linebackers. So we're definitely going to have our work cut out for us.
I was talking to Coach Smart, and he and I have both seen a lot more SEC football than you have. Boy, as long as we can go back and remember, Mississippi State always has big defensive linemen, and that's the case again this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
What'll it be like going when you go against other guys that are huge?
You know, I wouldn't say that we really look at it any different, you know, going against a smaller D-line. But, you know, here in the SEC, you know, everybody's good. You know, everybody's just as good as the next, you know, opponent that we're going to play regardless of size. You know, you're going to have some guys that are maybe a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, but then you're going to have a couple of smaller guys that are a little bit faster, you know, a little bit quicker off the ball. And, you know, with each of those, it brings their own set of challenges. So, you know, it's really just about finding what you need to play with and, you know, really just going out there and making it about that.
Do you feel that the conference is different this year? And let me ask you, let me give you this information to get to what I'm asking.
Okay.
There were three games in the SEC played last weekend.
Right.
Those three games, there were 273 points scored. That's an average score of 46 to 45 in each game.
that's not what we're accustomed to seeing.
No, not at all. You know, I would say a lot of that attributes to, you know, a 10-game SEC schedule. It wears your body down a lot differently than, you know, our normal schedule with a couple of different conference games thrown in there. Because, you know, like I said, you know, every week everybody's just as good. You know, everybody's sitting there beating and banging on everybody. And, you know, it hasn't been like it was this past weekend where we didn't have a chance to play, so we had a chance to get our bodies back together. You know, so it's been more tough on everybody, you know, kind of individually as far as wear and tear on their body. And I think that has a lot to do with it, you know, just trying to roll guys in there, trying to keep them fresh, you know, not being able to really get in a routine and get in a groove during the game.
Do you feel better having a week off?
I think I can definitely tell the difference, you know, just, you know, from doing simple stuff, getting out of bed in the morning, you know, my knees ain't cracking, you know, but, you know, we're going to come out here and we're going to see how it feels in practice today. But I think it definitely helps everybody. It kind of gets a chance to work some of the soreness out. You know, we came yesterday and had a lift and a little stretch and stride to kind of get the blood back flowing. But, you know, I think it definitely helps.
Coach Smart has said that he feels like the team that handles this pandemic the best will fare the best. How do you feel that we've handled it? We've already had a hiccup and a cough.
Right. I think we've done very well compared to, you know, some other teams in, you know, the SEC. Just based off of numbers alone, you know, Coach Smart, he emphasizes it every day. You know, be smart who we're around, where we're going, you know, stuff like that. So I think our guys have really, you know, bought into, you know, keeping healthy. Because, I mean, regardless of, you know, whether this guy tests positive or not, you know, the whole contact tracing thing, you know, I think that's been a bigger impact for teams than people actually testing positive is just the contact tracing. So I think guys have done a very good job of, you know, staying healthy and staying away from it.
Thanksgiving's coming up. You like Thanksgiving?
You know, we don't really eat the typical turkey and, you know, dressing. We'll have some mashed potatoes, but we usually, you know, I think last year we had some ribs and some hamburgers for Thanksgiving. I don't know. Nobody in my family really eats turkey like that, so we always do.
I was about to ask you, what's your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
I really don't know. I usually eat it so fast that I don't get to taste it. But mashed potatoes and gravy and homemade biscuits are on top of my list.
Well, our thanks to Ben and, of course, to University of Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart for being with us here this morning on the Bulldog Roundtable. And now, don't forget, 7:30 kickoff Saturday night back at home, which has been something we have not seen much of here in recent weeks. Seems like it has been forever since we were at Sanford Stadium. But a 7:30 kickoff against those Bulldogs from over in the western part of the SEC, the Mississippi State Bulldogs out of Starkville. And we will be back with you here next Tuesday. But in the meantime, let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.